I want you to listen very, very closely to this song. It's called Orange Skies. Now, originally, it was just a regular recording with vocals and instruments. But there's a remix with a new featured artist, The Sounds of Nature. Let's take away the music so you can hear just what they added. I don't know if you can hear it, but there's an orangutan, cicadas, and even a blue-headed hummingbird. Today is Earth Day, and that song is part of a partnership between the United Nations and artists such as Ellie Goulding, Brian Eno, and the estate of the late David Bowie. It's all to generate royalties for conservation organizations. Orange Skies is by Louis V.I. He's a London-based hip-hop artist and a self-described nature geek. And you seeing what I'm seeing, hurricanes and fires blazing, flooding in Savannah places. He wrote the song after seeing orange skies from wildfires on his social media feed.
And it was one of those strange, eerily beautiful phenomenons that's, you know, Mother Nature going, yo, like, this is not right.
The remix features rainforest sounds from Borneo in Southeast Asia.
They're clearing spaces in the jungle to plant a monoculture of palm oil trees, which is really bad for biodiversity and also makes it more susceptible to fire.
This project was created by the Museum for the United Nations, UN Live. That's an arm of the UN that aims to engage people, especially young people, through pop culture.
It's one of the most powerful ways to reach people in their everyday lives and bring them into conversation about the biggest issues of our time, including biodiversity conservation.
Gabriel Smales helped launch the initiative. He says that the scale of the climate crisis can feel insurmountable, and young people don't always know how to help.
But we have a really simple concept where by listening to a track featuring the sounds of nature, you'll be directing royalties back to conservation initiatives.
Louis V.I. hopes that his song has enough nature sounds to give listeners a childlike sense of wonder toward the outside world, but is catchy enough to have widespread appeal.
At the end of the day, the music is what needs to bring people in. It's the sugar around the slightly more difficult to swallow medicine of the subject.
The project is called Sounds Right.